Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry. No. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won.
This is not a joke. This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
Oh, you have one job, right? Not a lot of jobs. In fact, they just showed the people on CNN, the lady and the guy that come in holding the leather pouches as if they've got some sort of, you know, it's that old kind of like, I'm going to handcuff this to you. And they're all dressed up and they're in their gowns and they got smiles on their faces. And the way they treat the nominations and who wins the little red envelopes is kind of like president, vice president. Two separate people travel separate ways. Each one of them has the winners, and you know, inside of there. And they do that so if something was to happen, they, you know, if one of them breaks down or something happens, then guess what? They arrive. Well, it didn't happen the way they thought last night. Everybody's crushing Warren Beatty. If you saw it, and I've seen the reactions, I didn't watch any of it because I don't care. But if you saw it, I felt bad for Warren Beatty because everybody crushed Warren Beatty. And if you watch Warren Beatty, he didn't really want to read it because he's looking and he knows it says Emma Stone on it. And he knows I've already given her an award, right? She's already got an award. And yeah, she's in La La Land, but you're not giving it to Emma Stone and La La. She's not the producer of the movie. She was the star of the movie. This is what he had to say.
I opened the envelope and it said Emma Stone, La La Land. That's why I took such a long look at Faye and at you. I wasn't trying to be funny.
No, and then he looks over and he kind of looks down at it, and he shows it to Faye Dunaway, who just apparently had a Tourette's moment and just shouts it out, La La Land! And that's why Faye Dunaway isn't going to act anymore. Chad, you're so mean. That is wrong. So, but man, you got one job, right? You got one job. And probably what happened is somehow something got stuck together and they handed the wrong thing. And, but you have one job. I mean, you know, you have a ton of jobs. You got one singular job to do something. This is your only job. You don't have any other job. You don't have 5,000 jobs. You got one job and your job is to make sure that this lands in the hands of the right people going up to give it out. And watching the reaction of everybody, people scurrying around on stage, people who you can tell are behind the cameras, people, because they're in tuxedos, but they also have headphones on and microphones. They're freaking out. So, you know, people are saying that Price Cooper Waterhouse, I'm not quite sure, they could be hurt by this. Well, yeah, I don't know if you're... I can't trust you guys with my super secrets because you may deliver them wrong. No, come on, calm down. Come on, people, calm down. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. We're also talking about last week, the press and the craziness of the press and the craziness of Trump fighting the press and the ridiculousness of this. You can tweet at me, at Chad Benson Show. We have a poll up right now about the importance of the press and if it's important or not. And I think the press is vitally important. I know a lot of people, especially a lot of Trump supporters out there, were absolutely against me over the weekend, continuing to do so. But I think the press and having a press is important, and we need to make sure we have the freedom of the press. And we need to make sure that we, as a country and as people, individuals, can decipher for ourselves what is quote-unquote propaganda or fake news, and that we shouldn't be barring major media organizations from press conferences. I'm sorry, I don't find that to be something that's wise. I don't find that to be something that's good for America's democracy. How important is the press to our democracy is the question. 52% say very important. 32% says somewhat important. This is what W had to say over the weekend about the press and the importance of it.
I consider the media to be indispensable to democracy, that we need an independent media to hold people like me to account.
That's right, baby. And I think he's absolutely correct in that. Now, we can debate the unbiased or biased media all day long. You can call me up and debate it, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. I want to hear from you. I just look at it like this. I am a grown-up person. I'm an adult. Somebody tweeted at me earlier about the fact that, well, what about low-information voters? That's on you. If you can't do the if you're really serious about something and you can't do the legwork to find out about that, that's on you. That's not on me. That's not on the press. That's on you. We need the press. And yes, at times they have shown themselves to be very left-leaning. At times they have shown themselves to be, well, exposed as people who, you know, aren't a big fan of this administration and anything the right has to say or do. I get that. Right? I'm not going to sit here and argue and say that that's not true, because it is true. But you can allow me to be the judge. And if you're a low information voter and you don't want to actually look at something a little bit deeper, then you're not going to be anything more than a low information consumer or voter. And here's something else, and I'm going to say about that, and we'll let this go. But we have to be honest with ourselves when we look at certain things. Meaning, you're not going to dig really hard to find something that's going to go against your belief system. If I believe a certain way, but there may be something over here that says it might not be true, I'm not going to do all of the due diligence to find out that I'm wrong. Right? I'm not going to go out there to, you prove me wrong, show me. And even then, I may not listen to you. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to go out there and I have no want or need, is what a lot of people think, about going out there and finding out, oh, I'm wrong about this. I did the research. So think about that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Scott in Vegas, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, you know, I agree with President Bush when he said that we need a free press, and we absolutely do need a free press to keep everybody accountable, but we need a free press that is also responsible and telling the truth, okay?
I am absolutely
on the side of Trump, yes, but you know, when you say that we can go out there and vet this ourselves and we can go find out if it's true or not, we shouldn't have to, okay? We shouldn't have to do that, because they're supposed to report the news, not report their opinions or just report some something that somebody heard that somebody may have said, but it's an unconfirmed source. I mean, that's totally irresponsible, and it really causes a lot of chaos.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, Scott, and understand this. I agree with you that we shouldn't have to go out there and search for things ourselves. But know this, that every time, you know, you say it's purple, somebody could say it's green, and all of a sudden we have to then go find out if it's green or purple. So you can always combat that with, that's not the truth. And then you have to decide to yourself, do I want to look further, or am I just going to take a singular side? And that's politics in the press forever and a day.
It's not been like it has been, okay? This has been crazy lately.
I will admit that this has not been the fairest and the cleanest start with the press and the way that they've gone after this president. That I will admit 110%. I am on that. But at the same time, this president will deny everything about whatever somebody says about him. And that can't be true either. I appreciate your call, man. In fact, somebody tweeted at me earlier. Hey, did you see that that $12 billion has been cut out of the debt since he's become president? I said, actually, it's $22 billion, and that's kind of a natural fluctuation that happens here. You can ask pretty much any economist about how much debt we're carrying, and tomorrow we could be up $32 billion. He's not going to tell you that, but he takes that kind of, hey, this is all me. And so when you're not, look, he's right. We shouldn't have to investigate. But when you're dealing with other human beings, meaning I want to keep some stuff close to the vest, or maybe some stuff happened that I don't want to get out. And so the press gets a hold of some of this stuff, and then you come out and you combat it and say, well, that's not true, that's a lie. Now you've got your press saying this is true. You've got these people over here saying that's not true. Well, somewhere in the middle is the truth. And if you're serious, you have to go find it yourself. If you're serious, you have to go find it yourself. And people don't want to invest that kind of time. They don't. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. I want to talk about the budget. We've got a new budget. It's very weird the way they talked about the budget today. We got some stuff from Sean Spicer. 844-344-2423. 844-344-2423. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Remember, poll today, how important is the press to our democracy? 52% say very important. 32% say somewhat important. 16% say not important at all. I don't know how you can think the press is not important to democracy. It's absolutely vital to democracy, because if you have nobody checking on them, they're able to run free. And you don't want that, right? You don't want them running free. 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Now, let's get this party started.
Obviously.
I feel exactly the same way, but the opposite.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
The dishonest media did not explain that I called the fake news the enemy of the people. The fake news. They dropped off the word fake. But I am only against the fake news media or press. Fake. Fake. They have to leave that word. I'm against the people that make up stories and make up sources.
I'm against it as well. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Today, put myself an old little poll there asking you how important is democracy to free press? How important is it to our democracy? I think it's extremely important, very vital. 844-344-2423. Of course, this comes on the back of last Friday with the denial of CNN, LA Times, New York Times into a press briefing. The White House did that on Friday. Tom and Indy, what's happening?
Hey, Chad, how are you? Hey, first of all, I got to tell you, I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right about media being critical to information to everybody. The problem, I think, is you say low information voters. I think is the majority of the voters, and I think the majority of those people only pay attention to CBS, ABC, CNN. MSNBC, all the clowns, that all they do is promote the liberal Democrat agenda, and that's what they hear, that's what they buy, and I don't think they get out there enough and check out Fox. They all they want to do is hear what they hear from the top three or five, and they base their opinion on that, and it's not at all close to the facts.
No. The low information voter, and I appreciate you, Tom. Thanks for calling. We got a couple other calls I want to get to. The low information voter is out there, but that's a lot of people in this world. Low information voter, people who don't take the time to do stuff for themselves, and we can't force people to do that. And it gets frustrating. It gets frustrating, but it's important that we have people that are willing to go out there and to challenge our leaders if they think something's going on wrong. Not because they dislike the policies, but because they think there may be something there. It keeps them honest, and we need that, because as we know, power corrupts. And in fact, listen to this. Listen to what Bush said about power.
Power can be very addictive, and it can be corrosive, and it's important for the media to call to account people who abuse their power, whether it be here or elsewhere.
Absolutely. Here or elsewhere, it's important that the media can hold in check for us as a nation. He's right, though. But we choose that, right? Some people watch Fox. Some people watch MSNBC. They want to go somewhere where their thought and ideology is validated. 844-DIG-CHAT. Pat in Vegas, what's happening?
Hey, Dad. I kind of disagree with you on the press thing. I mean, once it was exposed all the way back with Dan Rather against Bush, and I look at it now, and you say, well, we got to have the press. Well, you know what? Russia has press, and so does Iran. And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, yeah, but that's a controlled press. But that's what ours is. Ours is controlled these days. It's not a free press.
Who controls the press, though? The government doesn't control the press. That's the difference. Here, take a listen to this. Take a listen to what Bush said about Vladimir Putin.
One of the things I spent a lot of time doing was trying to convince a person like Vladimir Putin, for example, to accept the notion of an independent press. And it's kind of hard to tell others to have an independent free press when we're not willing to have one ourselves.
Yeah. See, they control it. We don't control, like, the government doesn't control the press. Now, here's the thing. What it can control
is the dissemination of
information, and that's a difference.
I disagree with you. I think the government does control the press, and I think it's a certain group within the government and some certain power that play. And I think it's a little bit of Republicans in there, too, not just Democrats. But I think it's a group of people that control our press. We do not get clean stories. I'm sorry. I don't think we do at all. And that goes all the way back to Vietnam. We're getting fed stories that aren't true, and it is controlled by a group of people. And I'm not saying, you know, Donald Trump is right all the time. I'm just saying that it is fake news. And it's been proven now repeatedly. We shouldn't have this in a free press.
Well, I would like to see. Here's the thing. I hear people like you say this to me all the time. And I'm like, show me the people that are controlling. That's all I want to know, man. We got to jump. I appreciate it. We got a break coming up. I want to know who those people are. That's it. Who are these people? I think that's fair to ask. If everybody always says we don't have this and we don't, where's the evidence of the things that we don't have? That to me is real. Show me that and then I'm buying onto it. Hey, those who control information control everything when it comes to politics. We know that. That's why it's important that we have the back channels and the people that are willing to come out anonymously and say things aren't working right, or have you thought about this, or have you looked at that? That's why. Now it's up to the press to do their due diligence along the way. And we don't have an unbiased press a lot of times. But I tell you what, it's vitally important that we have one. Because think about a nation that doesn't have a press that's willing to go out there. How would you like to have a press that does whatever the government asks you to do? They're going to run unchecked, those people. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
The president's budget will first and foremost keep Americans safe. That means investing in both our nation's physical and financial security.
That right there is the spicy. Budget's coming out tomorrow night. He's going to address Congress. Budget looks interesting. More detail, I'm sure. Why is it important? Well, you know, he wants to have a budget that it reflects the things that he promises, right? What does he promise? He's bringing jobs back to America. He's out there for the American worker, for the American people, for the American industry. And he wants to talk about the military and all these kind of things. This apparently is going to make us safer. So the budget is going to make us safer. But I don't know how a budget makes us safer, but they're going to add, what, $54 billion onto spending for the military, which is a significant bump in spending of the military. But this is what I did like about Spicer talking about the budget.
The savings in our budget will come from looking at outdated and duplicative programs. The reductions spending will be sensible and rational, but they will also be tough.
Sensible, rational, tough. Meaning duplicity, meaning they've got a lot of duplicates. There's a lot of federal, you know, agencies that do a lot of similar things. And what they're going to do is they're going to see where they can cut the fat. I think that's a good thing. I think we are overbloated. Look, our government's going to be huge. We have 350 million people, 325 million people. God knows how many people we actually have. We have a lot of people out there. And because of that, we're going to have a pretty big government. Doesn't mean we can't streamline it. Doesn't mean we don't need to get rid of some of the duplicate agencies that are out there. Doesn't mean we can't get rid of some of the agencies out there who really don't deliver on the kind of budget that they get, and there's no reason to have them. I think that's fine. I do. I have zero problem with that. In the real world, if you don't perform, you eventually lose your job. You don't get more money. In government, we throw more money at stuff. I like it. I think it's a smart thing. I want to see them. I want to see what they're really going to cut and how they're going to craft this along the way. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Let's go to Kyle, wants to talk about the press.
Hey, Chad, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good, brother.
Chad, this is important to realize. This is a perfect example. When Sam Donaldson asked Jimmy Carter, he said, how do you and the press secretary get along with the press? Carter, the president, replied, well, the press secretary gets along better than I do. Of course, he has more of the facts. So there's two things we have to realize, that there's agendas that some of the press have to run. And they're going to say and slant and spin things to meet their agenda and their financial sponsors. But President Trump is going to learn to differentiate the two. And we as people have to realize that you have to separate fact from fiction. Life doesn't always hand you the facts on a silver platter. It doesn't make them necessarily bad. It just makes them slanted or opinionated.
Absolutely. I get that. But you know what? Here's something else. And Kyle, I hope you understand, too, is what we were talking earlier about low information voters is sometimes you've got to decipher that yourself. Right. You got to differentiate which is a slanting to the left side or the right side of the aisle story, and you're not getting all the facts. And a lot of people out there are too lazy or just don't care enough to actually go do any due diligence for themselves. So they'll just buy it hook, line, and sinker. That's not your fault or my fault.
Right. And Chad, let me ask you something. With the formation of smartphones and 24/7 media, there's a new niche. There's a elevated market and a new market where people like hype and sensationalism. Here's a perfect example. When Trump said last week what happened the other night in Switzerland shows a problem, he was referring to a story on Fox News which showed that Switzerland had the highest rate of terror attacks from the hub of those six countries. But the press assumed and jumped to the conclusion he was referring to a terrorist act. And we all remember the bad news bears. When you assume, it makes an ass out of you and me. And sometimes they do that, but they're only human. It doesn't make them bad. They just made a mistake.
Yeah, no, and we need to, you know, it's just like with the Bowling Green thing at Kellyanne Conway. She said something, she misspoke, it sounded, you know, horrible, and now she's a meme for the rest of her life. I appreciate your call. Look, I am one of these guys that I want my president to succeed, but I want a media out there that's willing to cover him and that's willing to on both sides of the aisle, both sides of the media aisle, because there are Breitbarts in the Huffington Post. Some of the media out there is far more slanted than you realize. And some of the media out there that we think is slanted isn't as slanted as you think. But I want my media to be out there and covering. And we should all want that because it's what keeps people honest. It's the best that we have at keeping these people honest. It is. It absolutely is. And trust me, it can be frustrating. I know it. You know it. We all know it. Drives me crazy at times. You tweet at the show, at Chad Benson Show. A lot of people tweeting. Let's see here. At Chad Benson Show, it's important when it's accurate and correct. CNN, MSNBC, even Fox News have become rumor mills. That's true. Both sides. All three. In fact, did you see this? Did you see, was it O'Reilly the other night had somebody on that was supposed to be a Swedish minister or something? And Sweden's like, who? Wait, what? That's nobody. And by the way, what Kyle was referring wasn't Switzerland, it was Sweden he was talking about. But that was the whole thing. These people in Sweden are like, this person has no, he's not in the government. He's not. Another person, the Matthew S. Pope, at Chad Benson Show. Depends on if the honest, it depends on if it's honest media. Indy Tom, 62, tweets, at Chad Benson Show, it's not so much the government controls our press, but rather the press willingly colludes with our government. Well, there's been some collusion with the government. We can understand that there's been, look, the media loved Hillary, right? The media loved Hillary. The media loved a lot because there's a belief system, but also an openness to it, right? There's an open, if you can have a decent relationship. And by the way, and when you look at sports, right, how do most people get into Hall of Fames in sports? The media chooses. if you're cantankerous and mean to the media, you may get in the Hall of Fame one day, but they may hold you back. Sometimes in life, it's better to be a little bit kinder to certain things that you may not, because you too are going to use them for certain situations. It's a give and take. It's absolutely a give and take. I want my president to be successful, but I want honesty there from him. He says some stuff sometimes that makes me scratch my head. And he fights over things that he doesn't need to fight for. Do your job. Everything else falls in line. Biggest Loser host. This is what just goes to show you. Bob Harper. If you don't know who he is, he's on The Biggest Loser. He does not need to lose weight, by the way. Guy is fit as a fiddle if you're looking right at him. But this is just one of those things where it shows you the genetics of human beings. So if you've never seen, if you've seen The Biggest Loser, you know who he is. He's 51 years old. He is fit. He is ripped. He is yoked. He has tattoos. He's one of the people that teaches these people how to eat better, how to work out more. He drives them, him and Jillian, whatever her name is. 51 years old, New York, working out, doing his thing. Boom. Heart attack. Heart attack. 51. Heart attack. They use the clear CPR, the paddles. The defibrillator. Remember when you were a kid and you used to watch, was it Emergency? I love that show with Johnny Gage. With, what's his name, Johnny Mantooth?
Randolph Mantooth.
Randolph Mantooth, that's right. Was it Johnny and Gage?
Is John Gage
they
and Roy DeSoto.
If you twisted your ankle on a bike, they were going to paddle you. You had no choice. They were going to paddle your ass. Clear. Right? Dixie. But they had to paddle. And then they had to give him CPR. 2 days he was unconscious. Still can't travel. Still in New York City. Talked about the fact that this was a genetic thing. His mother died of a heart attack and it's genetics. Sometimes in life, it doesn't matter what you do, genetics will catch up to you. Genetics will catch up to you. Said he was working out when he collapsed. Says his mom died of a heart attack. Says he spent 8 days in the hospital. It's just genetics. There's only so much in life you can do. Like, And I watched the thing with one of those models, we'll call them, from Victoria's Secrets, and she was talking to a bunch of girls, and we want to look like you, and how do we look like you? And she finally just said, you eat right, you work out, all the things you're supposed to say, right? But then finally she was honest, and the shock on everybody, and of course she got obliterated for this, but in the end, you're not going to be able to look like me unless you have the same genetic lottery that I did, because it plays a huge point. My dad died when he was 35 of a heart attack. He died of a heart attack that was drug induced. He did a lot of cocaine and heroin and speed and steroids when he was playing sports. He really did a number on his body. And it was like his fourth or fifth heart attack that finally claimed him. He died of a heart attack that was drug induced. So when I was younger, though, I worried about it. But then as I got older and I spoke to doctors, I'm like, look, that had nothing to do. You and him are totally separate. In a situation, because that was all manufactured heart attack, if you will, comparatively. But it shows you that no matter what you do in life, sometimes genetically, you know, we've seen it with athletes and we've seen it with people who just, boom, it's the genetics. And there's not a lot you can do with genetics. Look at the way you look. It's genetics. If your mom and dad are tall and thin, there's a good chance you're going to be tall and thin. If your mom and dad are short and they're kind of stocky, you're probably going to be short and stocky. Different body types. All kinds of things like that. Sometimes the genetic lottery lands in the right place, and sometimes you're stuck looking like a square. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can also check us out at Chad Benson Show. People tweeting at us when it comes to Tina W. Ray says, the media is very important, but they've been feeding us propaganda. So in that way, they've harmed many low info types. Yeah. But I don't know if it's, you know, again, it's half stories or stories that they can only go so far with. And it's up to us to differentiate between fake news and lies or bad reporting. Let's not forget, sometimes it's just bad reporting. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Station 51, engine 27, engine 32, truck 105, structure fire, 1700 Lakeview, 1700 Lakeview, Cross Street Gardner, time 1632.
1104 KMG 365.
Oh my God, that brings back memories when I was a kid. I loved Emergency, was just awesome. I'd watch Emergency and we'd go outside and we'd play Emergency and we'd pretend to paddle each other. You know, all of us. Like, no, I want to paddle you. Sometimes you take like the ping pong paddles and you pretend. It was awesome. Oh my God. Those were the days, right? Like those were the days. Tweet at Chad Benson Show. Text us 323-538-2423. Emergency was awesome. Text one person. Thank you for the reference. Another person says, thank you for the Emergency shout out. It was a great show. Like, I watched that. And I am surprised with all of the remakes in movies that they haven't thought about doing the Emergency one. Now, they've got Baywatch coming out. Like, the next two remakes, if you will, are Baywatch and Chips. Both of them are coming out. I think Chips comes out in March. God, it's hard to believe March is 2 days away. And then in May, Baywatch comes out. Both of them are rated R, and they're both comedies. They went straight for comedy craziness. They didn't try to do anything else. I'm surprised Emergency. And what a great Randall Mantooth. Like, that cannot be your God-given name. There's just no way that's your God-given name. How many episodes are, because you have them, Phil, for I found out that producer Phil actually has all of the episodes. How many of them are there? How many episodes they do?
There was three seasons in total, or three or four, I can't remember offhand, but a good 100 episodes?
Yeah, because that was back in the day when you were working all the time. You know, like, you look nowadays, it's like you're on five seasons, you may get to 100 episodes. I watched some of these old Westerns. I'm like, I wonder how many. They were on for three seasons. They do like 225 episodes. You're like, what? Were you just, it was like Bollywood? He was born Randy DeRoy Mantooth. That's his name. Oh, goodness me. Mantooth. Oh, goodness me. Hey, Oscars weren't the only thing that were handed out over the weekend. There was also the Razzies, baby. Now, the Razzies are, right, the Razzies are the best of the worst. So for all the greatness that you get in for movies like Moonlight and Manchester by the Sea, what you get in the Razzies is usually big budget blockbuster stuff, but at the same time, usually horrible performances. So, the worst picture this weekend for the Razzies, there was a lot to choose from. Batman vs. Superman, Dirty Grandpa, Gods of Egypt, Hillary, America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, Independence Day, and Zoolander 2. Hillary's America won. Hillary's America won. Worst actor was Dinesh D'Souza as himself in Hillary's America. He had some stiff competition. Ben Affleck, Gerard Butler, Henry Cavill, Robert De Niro, and Ben Stiller. Actually, it was great because I saw that at least he had a sense of humor. And he actually accepted his award and sent out a speech accepting his award. Worst actress was Becky Turner, number 66833, as herself in the Hillary Clinton's America. She was up against Megan Fox, Julia Roberts, Naomi Watts, and Shailene Woodley, and Tyler Perry as Boo in the Madea Halloween. Worst supporting actress went to Kristen Wiig for Zoolander 2. Worst supporting actor with Jesse Eisenberg. Worst screen combo, Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill for the Batman movie. Worst director was Dinesh D'Souza and Bruce Schoolery. Worst prequel, remake, or ripoff of a sequel. So you had Zoolander, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Independence Day, 50 Shades of Black, Alice Through the Looking Glass, and Batman versus Superman, which ended up winning it. Worst screenplay was Batman versus Superman. And guess what? They also do something good. They have the Redeemer Award. Now, these are people that have won a Razzie and or been nominated. It's like the Comeback Player of the Year Award. This year, after being nominated for Worst Supporting Actor for, I think it was The Expendables 2 or 3, Mel Gibson for being nominated for director of Hacksaw Ridge was the Redeemer of the Year. I saw several of these, did not see any of the ones that won the Academy Award. What does that say about me? Poor taste? I think it's poor taste. It's not poor taste. I'm a popcorn movie guy. I can't help it. I have the attention span of a gnat. I'm a popcorn movie guy. It's all a fun Monday show today. Remember to go to ChadBensonShow.com. You can check out the website. We got all of our news stories up there, including some other ones we didn't get a chance to get to today. Plus, you can grab your podcast, take it with you anywhere. Doesn't cost you a penny. It's the beauty of it. You can grab that at iHeart as well and tune in radio app. You can also email the show, chad@chadbensonshow.com. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you can text the program. Comes right to me. 323-538-2423. Solid fun day today. Tomorrow, we promise to do a little bit better as we build up towards our massive crescendo on Friday. For Phil, for Anthony, my name's Chad Benson. I wish you all a do on this beautiful Monday night. As always, night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.